Mr. Holy Ahola is in Lanesville, Massachusetts, at his home, about to tell you the story of how we recorded at the Edison Laboratories in New York in 1926, which was acoustic recording. And we walked into the studio, and there was a man testing the apparatus. No microphone, horns. And he was saying, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6. Cement. Automatic. Butter cakes. Mephistopheles. And we got a big laugh out of it, but thank the Lord he didn't say hello test as we hear on ham radio all the time. That was his method of checking the apparatus to see that the sibilance went through. The S for sugar and the F for foxes, the S, Fs, and all those sounds were difficult to record, even with a microphone, electrical system. But this was acoustics. We played into big, long, 4, 5, 6 foot horns suspended by chains. We stood on boxes, platforms a foot high or so. Music was hung from the ceiling on wires and clips. No music stands for this particular date. Which this particular date had a ukulele player, a piano. He was up on a high platform, had his own horn. Each one of us had a horn to sing or play into. Johnny Morris was the drummer with the Barnyard Sounds. They didn't use bass drum in those days for recording anyhow, as it did not record properly, especially on acoustic recordings. So this is a record made in 1926 in New York at the Edison Laboratories, or Laboratories if you prefer. And the name of this record is Country Bred and Chicken Fed. The recording is a vertical cut instead of lateral. Have to have a special machine to play it. In other words, it was Hill and Dale recording instead of lateral, where the needle wiggles from side to side. This goes up and down. Vertical cut recording, the recordings were almost a quarter of an inch thick and unbreakable, and they lasted 4 minutes. Now, the artist is Dale Wimbrough, the Delmarva Songster. Delmarva means Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, abbreviation. The Delmar Peninsula is where he came from. Dale Wimbrough, the Delmarva Songster, singing Country Bred and Chicken Fed with the Rube Bill Tuners. Sylvester Hooley, our holder on trumpet. Phil Wall, composer of Static Strut on piano. Johnny Morris, who later became Paradiddle Joe with Tony Passer's orchestra, very famous drummer. And of course, Dale Wimbrough was playing his own ukulele. That comprises the band. And this is my collector's item. Now, you'll hear me cracking up the Victrola. Carriage along. In other words, the needle does not track. Thank you.
his Uncle John, who lived down on the farm, so far away from home. He heard about the journey from the country o'er and o'er. He thought he'd know that they were so. Now you hear him roar. Got the bread and chicken said, who said come together for day? Listen, boy, they got my eyes blinking. And if you think that they ain't quiet, well, be telling them some lies. They'll also pop your eyes and think. Cause they get out, get up, eat their bed, and turn it on. That's the way they never miss a thing that's going on. Country bed, that chicken bed, that country, country bed, give me the country girl so far. Country bed, that chicken bed, get up their shoes to eat my bed. Anytime I find one who will marry, if you think they are dumb, go pick up another one.
But you know, they read the papers, so they're wise to all the tricks. Cut the bread.